أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا أصحاب النار إلا ملائكة وما جعلنا عدتهم إلا فتنة للذين كفروا. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has appointed 19 farishtas as the wardens, the main wardens over Jahannam. These farishtas have got all different duties, and that will be for punishing the people of Jahannam. And their leader and the main person is Malik. He is in charge totally of Jahannam. And when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala revealed this ayat, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَى, that there are 19 malaika angels who will be the wardens over all the other farishtas that will be deputed to punish the people of Jahannam. The people of Makkah Sharif started making a big joke about it. But before getting to that and the details which Allah Ta'ala explains about this, it is narrated that when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned that there are these 19 farishtas who are the wardens of Jahannam, then there is one great lesson for us to learn here, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, that these malaika who are the wardens in Jahannam, the fire, the adab of Jahannam won't affect them at all. They will be immune to that totally. But yet it is that they have to be watching all the fire, the snakes, the punishment, the screaming, the suffering of the people of Jahannam, which is a thing which has an effect on a person. Compared to that, the malaika who are given the duties of Jannah and to serve the people of Jannah, where there will be just enjoyment, there will be fun, people smiling, happy all the time, there is a great difference. But if these malaika of Jahannam, who are known as Zabaniya, if they have to be asked that if you are given the work in Jannah or any other work instead of this work, what will you say about it? They will say that our Jannah is in making Allah happy. Allah is happy that we are serving in Jahannam. That is our Jannah. And if we are in Jannah but Allah is unhappy with us, then that is our Jahannam. So this is a thing that we also have to strive for, not to see what we are happy in, but in what Allah is happy in. In everything we should try and keep that in mind, that instead of our own happiness, wherein lies the happiness of Allah, that is what we have to strive for. And if we can reach that stage, that is a very, very high level, and that is what is taslim and tafweel, which is a position even higher than ikhlas. Normally, also if we consider, we use deen for our own purpose, for our own protection. For example, we read Ayatul Kursi, not really for the pleasure of Allah, but we read it for our protection. It is a matter of deen, it is the correct sabab that we are using, but our niyat behind it, that also we have to see, that whatever we do it only for the pleasure of Allah, and in that case Allah Ta'ala will give us even much more than what we had done for our pleasure. We did it for Allah's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will give us much more. Also, when it was revealed that these 19 farishtas Allah has appointed over the fire of Jahannam, the people of Makkah, amongst the other mockery and jokes that they made, they say, what is 19? We are by the thousands. We will overcome them easily. 10 of us are enough for one. And then one person who was a wrestler, a very strong person amongst the non-believers, he says 17 will be, I will take care of 17. And the other two, you people can see to them. And you people can sort them out. But this was all their total ignorance and their total, they had no idea whatsoever of who the malaika are and what power Allah Ta'ala had given to them. For example, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were involved in the terrible sin of homosexuality, and when Allah punished them, one angel, farishta, came, and on the tip of his wing, he lifted up the whole place, and lifted to the heavens and threw it down upside down. So a person who doesn't have any idea of the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, and what power Allah has vested in His creations, like the malaika, that person can only make such statements. For this reason, it is very necessary that we know also who Allah Ta'ala is. Like when we not only start our namaz, but when we hear the muazzin saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. The greatness of Allah has to come into our heart. That is when we will observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, these very serious matters, we will make them very light and like a joke. Like similarly, when we start our namaz, when we go in ruku, when we go in sajda, all the time the greatness of Allah, how great Allah Ta'ala is, if that reality can dawn and come into us. So Allah Ta'ala says that there are these 19 farishtas that we have appointed over the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. And these guards of Jahannam that we have made them also malaika. It is no other creation, but it is these malaika. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. اور ان کی جو گھنٹی رکھی ہے سو جانچنے کو منکروں کو. And why we have kept this number 19, it is also to test the non-believers. A believer, what Allah has said, and he knows it is the words of Allah, Quran, he accepts it wholeheartedly. No question about it, no doubts about it. And there are many other tests which Allah has made for us in our deen. Like for example, Mi'raj. What a journey, not only around the world, but right up to the seven heavens, visiting Jannah, Jahannam, meeting Allah, and all that in that short span of time, that the bed of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not become cold also. This was also a great test for the people of Makkah, and they refused to believe in it, that this is impossible. Yeah, either a person believes in what his brains tell him, or he believes in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, everything else also, Allah has made a great test. We see our earning is from our shop, our profession, etc. But reality, what we have to believe, that it is from Allah Ta'ala. We see with our eyes, and we experience that medicine gives us cure. But our belief is that only Allah gives cure. So these are all tests which Allah has made. Similarly, the sighting of the moon at the time of the Eid, etc. That also becomes a cause of a big fitna for the people. There are those who accept the laws of Sharia and abide and go by them. Then there are others who want to do it by calculation in different other ways. So Allah has kept these tests to test us all the time, whether we have that iman, that faith and yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, or whether we saw a resort to other things, to our own brains, our own thinking, and what we feel we is right, we go to that, or we accept wholeheartedly what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Of course, with the provision that it must be the revelation of Allah. It mustn't be just somebody's word. The minute we are convinced it is the revelation of Allah, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mu'min must have no ifs and buts after that, but he accepts it wholeheartedly. May Allah bring us to that level, inshallah.